across the line.
We're gonna call the meeting to order. It's about,
9/11.
What's that?
9/11.
9/11.
9/11. Can we get a roll call?
Carter. Alex. Jay.
Here.
McGuire.
Here.
Michaels.
Here.
Mitchell. Richards.
Here.
Cohort.
Present. I need the approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
No agenda.
Okay, it's open for any discussion, changes. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? We have public participation? No? Need approval of the minutes for August 8th. Do we have a minute?
From August, yeah, we don't have any from September, though.
Okay.
We didn't have a meeting.
Need approval of the minutes for August 8th.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, we need approval of the county and township motor fuel claim for August 2014.
I'll move.
Second.
Moving to second, any discussion? Diane?
I have a question, and maybe just to clarify, on the motor fuel tax claims, we have a lot of right-of-way purchases, it seemed like. What was that?
Dewey Fisher Road.
Okay, thanks.
Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, next thing is our county engineer's report.
So on page 8, we have petition resolution from Pasotum Road District for erosion control repairs to two bridges. Got a map in there. Both of them are on 500 North, one west of 57, the other one east of 45. There's some erosion going on underneath those bridges that needs to be repaired with riprap and that type of thing. So I would ask for your approval of that petition and resolution for those two structures.
So moved.
Second.
I'll second.
Okay. Been moved and second.
She can take her pay.
And it's open for discussion.
May I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
Is that going to be grout stabilized or just regular riprap?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any more discussion again? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Okay.
Page 12 of your agenda is the approval. There's a resolution there drafted by CUAD staff for the approval of the long-range transportation plan, which has been part of it was presented here, and then the full LRTP was presented at the last county board meeting, and we're asking for your approval of the long-range transportation plan. And Rita's here to answer any questions that you might have regarding that particular resolution.
So the plan was actually presented at the last county board meeting? Or was it a discussion of a presentation of statistics was presented? Was there actually what the plan was, or was there just a statement about it was on the website?
Okay, let's get a motion on the floor first.
I'll move.
Been moved, and Jim second.
I'll second it, yes.
Okay. Okay, now we're back to discussion.
Go for it.
So was there actually a plan presented at the county board meeting, or was the same presentation that was presented here, which was statistics and just a presentation of what was collected as a survey from the community.
At the county board meeting, we presented more than what was presented here at this hybrid committee meeting. We presented the last 5 chapters that included the different projects that are planning to be built in the future, and we presented the budget for the plan on that presentation. The document is out at this time for public comments. We put it out on Wednesday and will be out for a month. And we send letters to everybody letting them know that the document is out and the link to the document. But the presentation that was given at the county board meeting in September was different, was more extensive, included the whole plan than what was presented here at the Highway Committee.
I think to present the whole plan to the county board would have taken hours.
Yeah.
Would have been kind of tough to do.
Diane.
I mean, I know it was kind of the Cliff Note version, but somehow, and I paid attention, really I did, but somehow I didn't get out of it exactly what the parameters, the nuts and bolts were of that plan. So I guess what I'm asking is, what exactly is this asking us to approve? Is this asking us to approve that you've done a study and you're presenting a plan? Or is this asking us to approve the items that you say are going to be put into effect?
It's asking you to approve this document that includes everything that was presented to the, well, a summary was presented to the county board, but include all the projects that will be implemented in the future and the vision for the community in the future.
Well, I apologize, but I don't think I can. I don't think I will support that at this time.
You know, the plan is posted on the website, and there's mm-hmm. a couple of weeks before the county board meeting where there mm-hmm. is an official vote on it. So if
sure.
this committee is not comfortable in voting yes or no, I would strongly urge you to vote to forward it to the
mm-hmm.
county board for consideration.
That might be better.
Is there a reason why it has to be voted on in the next county board meeting? Because I can't vote on for something that I haven't looked at, and it was only done last Wednesday, and now it's being brought to this highway committee 2 days later with an expectation for it to be voted on, and I find that real problem with that.
Well, it will have been posted for nearly 4 weeks by the time the county board would be asked to vote on
but
it.
This is the committee that's being expected to vote for it now. And I've said over and over again that I have problems with this committee, with this document, from the time it was presented to us in the first place. And I don't know what's in it.
Well, when we came here in August to present the document was available on the website. And we gave you the link to the document on the website. After August, we just added 3 more chapters to the document, and those were presented at the county board meeting. The document is out for public comment. You can review it. We need to have the document approved by early December, actually end of November by the RPC board, early December by QX Technical and Policy, because if the document is not approved and sent to the Federal Highway Administration, we will not be able to receive funds for planning or for any projects in the community beginning January 1st.
Diane?
I don't know how the system works, but I don't know that this one document would completely eliminate us from receiving funds for everything else.
For
but then my next question is this. Is there a summary? Mm-hmm. Is there a summary, instead of going through that whole book in the next 2 weeks, that says these are the projects and these are the prices of those projects that we want? Because that's where I lost trying to find that information and all the rhetoric.
The last chapter of the document is mm-hmm. the funding and has the projects and has the allocation mm-hmm. of the funding to the project. The last 2 chapters.
And those were just added recently, you said?
Those were added in September.
Oh.
Were not presented here in August, because
okay.
we presented here in August, were added in September.
So just to clarify.
Which is just like 3 days ago.
Chapter 10 is future conditions. 12 is the vision, which includes the vision maps for the different modes of transportation. 13 is funding, and 14 is implementation.
Those last four chapters, you can read those.
Well, and let's be clear, because I'm not sure if staff was clear enough. This is a plan, so it, I mean, th- there's a long bureaucratic process for this,
sure.
But this really has nothing to do with implementing any projects,
okay.
Or at least voting. We're not voting to approve anything in the plan, but they have to have something on the books. It's just one of the check boxes the feds have to do before we can get federal transportation money. We could still conceivably get state money like we've just gotten, but it's part of a long process. Any projects the appropriate bodies would have to vote on, so
right.
Some train in 2027, this is not giving it the go-ahead. It's basically a goal statement.
This is a plan to determine what we're going to do in the next between 2040, and determining what that is, and we're being asked in 3 days to decide that we want what's in this plan, and I don't know that I want everything that's in this plan because I haven't been told what it is until now, and I don't think that's very fair to the representatives of the county board because I don't want a roundabout. Maybe Al Kurtz wants a roundabout, but I'm being asked to vote for a roundabout, and I don't want it. I think it's a waste of money. And everybody that I've ever talked to that lives in this county, besides a few people maybe in Urbana, wants a waste of time on a roundabout and a discussion about a roundabout.
Mm-hmm.
I think the people from Mahomet are underserved because Lincoln Avenue is a mess, and this Mahomet is part of this study. Same thing with Neal Street. They have to travel to the U of I. They have to travel to Carl and those areas. I think it's overly focused on mass transit and bicycles. I have no idea from the presentation how much automobile use will increase in the next 20 years or 30 years, and how much our ability to move those types of transportation through the county will be. And I think it's unfair because we could drastically harm the ability of our economy if they aren't served properly. And to bring this thing to us 3 days before and tell us, okay, you got to vote it up or down, I think is totally a problem.
Okay, Michael.
Well, we don't have to vote it up or down. We can pass it on, and there's
right.
Things I don't agree with it. The roundabout's a good example of what I was saying. This is absolutely not saying that we would have to put any in the county. It's already been voted down. It's up to future county boards what they decide to do, but this is not obligating us to do any roundabouts, and some sort of transportation plan, whether it includes roundabouts or not, I'm sure is going to get passed by December 1st so people can get the money. Even if it says no roundabouts, that's not going to tell Laurel Prossing that she can't put in more roundabouts if she wants to. You know, she's a strong little woman. So, I know this has already been a long process. What are the mechanisms for changing anything in the document at this point?
I think, could you first clarify that it's only 25
years? Yeah. The first thing that I want to clarify is the plan, as you mentioned, is just the vision for the future in the community, in which direction we are moving. For any specific project that is listed in the document, that project needs to come to the appropriate body, City of Urbana, the county, City of Champaign, or whatever entity is going to be the lead agency in that project, and go through the process of approval of that project and design and study for that project specifically. Here is giving ideas of what is going to happen in the future, what we think. In general terms, because it's a vision for the community for the next 25 years. There is a list of projects between now and 2019 that are projects that are funded, that have already been approved, that are part of the Transportation Improvement Program, that are listed in detail in the document. But those projects basically have already been approved by the different agencies, have money assigned, money approved by the federal government or by IDOT or by the local agencies. Those are the projects listed there. But the general purpose of the plan is to give an idea of what is going to happen in the future in terms of the different modes of transportation in the community.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to suggest that maybe we ought to just move this to the county board without recommendation and give you all some chances to I'll filter out some more of that. And if you don't like it at the county board level, you can vote against it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't disagree with what you're saying, really. It is a lot of information to try and digest on a short period of time. But that's what I was going to do, but I think we ought to have a discussion before we do that, Diane.
Well, okay, thank you. I think, too, that things get a little confusing when you have projects that are already approved in this vision, but then you also have visionary projects. So it's almost like they're melding together actuality with potential. And that is, to me, where I kind of struggle with this voting, to be honest with you, is if something's already got the funds and it's already there, then that's done. That's okay. Now, if you're presenting a plan to say this is a possible, or potential ideas that might work for this, then that to me is something different. And when we mesh these two together, that's where I feel, in my mind, that I'm actually voting for those projects.
For which
now,
projects?
The potential projects, because they're all in that same plan. And that, like I said, that's where, to me, it's hard to separate that out.
And that's basically what you are voting for. You are voting for future projects, but you are not voting for the project specifically. You're voting for the idea of that becoming a specific project that will be designed, will be studied, will be bring mm-hmm. to your board and discuss mm-hmm. it in detail and all that. It's just giving the go-ahead to us to start studying that project and then go through all the phases.
Madam Chair.
Laura.
Okay.
I disagree with what we're being told here, because first thing they're going to do if this is passed is say, well, they passed that out of highway, they approved mm-hmm. it, mm-hmm. when in fact we're arguing that that's not what we really want to do this morning. Mm-hmm. So I still think that this isn't a good idea, that we ought to move it on to the full county board and argue it out there.
I would make that motion that amendment to whatever the first one was.
Okay, let's hear from
second that.
Max, and then we can.
Can I?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lorraine. Question is, if a project is not in there, mm-hmm. but all of a sudden rises to the top, mm-hmm. will we be able to have to do the project even though it's not in our plan?
Probably we need to amend the plan, and also we have 5 years. This plan is done every 5 years. Mm-hmm. Then between now and the next time that we have to do the plan, if a new project comes to as an idea, then the plan needs to be amended to be able to go through the process if it is receiving federal funding. This is for federal project. If it is receiving federal funding, then we need to amend the plan to include the project to be able to go through the whole process of studying the project and doing the design, preliminary engineering, and all the process that is needed.
Thank you.
And this is just funding for the urbanized area?
Yeah, not for the county, not for the rural areas. It's just for the urbanized area.
Thank you.
Okay, Diane.
I'm already done. Thank you, ma'am.
Hmm?
I'm done.
Unless you're making a motion.
Yes.
Okay, Jim, you want to say something before you make it?
Well, she's made a motion. I guess I'd second the motion.
That.
No, that's all right. And then speak to the motion that the problem I have with the situation with what we're doing is it seems like we have a whole study of what happens in this process mm-hmm. and then only have a short period of time to discuss the program itself before we make a decision about it, and I think that's unfair to the process. I'll support this motion, but we really don't, us or the county board, really have no real time to digest what is being sent to the federal government. And as we've all seen, the time it takes to get a program or a project set and run and done takes years, and whenever you're talking to any federal agency or the U of I or anybody else, once you tell them what you think you want, you know, changing it mm-hmm. takes an act of Congress, that's funny. So, you know, once we tell them, like John Jay says, once we say, well, the Highway Committee said that it's okay, once we say the county says it's okay, changing or adding any project is almost impossible. Mm-hmm. So, and we really aren't given any opportunity to change it or add things to it. And I just don't think that's fair to us or any other communities involved in the process.
Well, just on Diane's comment, this is not a process that Rita and her staff came up with. This is a process that's passed down to them from FHWA, what they have to do in order to receive the funding. So they're going through the process that they're told mm-hmm. to go through. They've gone through it for 30 months. This mm-hmm. hasn't been yesterday they came up with the plan. I mean, it's two and a half years in the making. So
I'm talking about the timing, though. I mean, with 3 days it comes out, 3 days right. we make it, we have to vote on it, and 2 weeks later the county board's got to talk vote on
right.
it.
That's, and you also understand
then,
that
that time needs to be broadened out.
The last plan was, what, to 2035?
Mm-hmm.
So this is basically a five-year extension of that. There's, I mean, we were already out to 2035 5 years ago. Now they're adding another 5 years from 2035 to 2040. So a lot of the stuff that's in this, 80%, maybe even more, was already approved in the last LRTP, and we're looking from basically adding an extra 20 from 2035 to 2040 onto the existing plan. Is basically what this document yeah. does.
As for the projects beyond the next 5 years, you will not find details about those projects. If the roadway will be 4-lane or 3-lane or 2 lanes, or mm-hmm. it's just a general idea of the project to be able to be studied in detail later. But you will not find any details that will go from here to here and will be 2 lanes. That's not in there. Just for the next 5 years, you will find those details because those projects have already been approved by all the committees and the funding has been allocated.
Mm-hmm. Has anyone had trouble accessing the document? Because we
do you want a hard copy?
I
really hate to listen to all that.
Read it in the chat.
That whole document in your lap there?
Yeah.
So that's the whole document there?
Yes.
Yes.
In its current version. There will be a couple more appendices, perhaps, for additional modeling statistic detail, but the plan itself is here.
How have you been emailing us?
No,
is
I've
it coming
not been emailing you. The links are included on the
memos. The
memos
that we have provided for you last September, last August, and then in September, and now. The link to the document has
okay.
been.
Because when you there. Said that, I thought, well, did I miss something? Because, I mean, I open them up and read them, but I don't remember one from you all.
I had looked when you were doing the study, and I couldn't find it on the website. There's so many different links on the website,
yeah.
you couldn't tell the difference between
well,
one.
Well, the link is directly to the document.
Directly to the
so
document.
So if you are having trouble accessing it, I can
it's
certainly try
there,
and
I'm saying there's so many. I mean, that's not an access issue. There's so many issues that are on the website itself that you can't figure out which one is the document. Now there's a direct link to the document. But
yes,
there wasn't
and since August when we presented here,
but
we provided the link to the exact document.
As you
document.
Said, it's only been up for 3 days.
No, it's
no.
been up for public comment for 3 days?
For public comments, but you have had access to the document since
okay.
August when
but
we
as
came
I
here.
Said, there, when you brought it up before, I couldn't find it. When you brought it up the night, we looked at it, we saw it on the during the
yeah,
county board meeting, I couldn't find it.
Well, we provided the link, and it was just clicking on the link give you access to the document.
But, yeah, please email us if you can't access it, or if you want us to drop off a physical copy, we can certainly do that.
Probably
what email address do you want us to make inquiries
it's,
to?
You know what, let me give you my card, just so you have the exact spelling.
I'll just write it down, I'll just send you a quick one. That way, if I have questions, I can go directly to you
yeah.
guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea to send that link to the full county board.
Yeah, it was in the full county board memo.
Yeah,
yeah but yeah.
But there's
but
like, you guys don't realize what we go through every month for every different agency and group that we're responsible
can I get
for.
One of your cards?
And you try to do the best you can, but sometimes there's just a ton of it. Especially this meeting. Especially last month when we had 3 or 4 budget meetings on top of all of this. So that was
you
a lot to digest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a separate individual email about this to the county board with the link might be good so everybody notices it. As she said, the between the committee memos and full board memos, it can be hundreds of pages
yeah.
and you don't
mm-hmm.
necessarily need
Yeah, we'll work with you to send you the link to all the county board members that they get.
Have we got a motion to the board?
We've got a motion on the floor.
Motion by Diane and second by Michael.
By Michael.
Jim can have it.
Okay, any discussion on the motion? Okay, all in favor of sending it to the full board without recommendation, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
No.
All righty.
Thank you.
Okay. Move on to item number 9, which is just a discussion item. As you know, we're in the current construction phase of Olympian Drive across the railroad tracks, which is shown on your map there, which is behind B on page 14, I guess. We got a map there of the Olympian Drive and North Lincoln Avenue roadway plan. So Project A, which is the orange section in the middle there that goes from Apollo Drive over to North Lincoln Avenue, is under construction. Project C is proposed to be constructed next summer, which is on the far west side in the yellow, goes from the existing Clear Lake or Clearview subdivision over to Duncan Road. Those projects have been and will continue to be funded through the Illinois Jobs Now program as well as federal funds, with no local money in either one of those projects from either city or the county. Going through all the accounting of the projects, in particular the Project A, which came in quite a bit under the engineer's estimate. It appears as though there will be a leftover, if you will, of Illinois Jobs Now money once those projects are complete. And Mr. Gray has sent a form letter to Naomi Jacobson and Mike Frericks, who are the ones that helped get the IJN money to the county and the cities, asking that they pass that extra money on to the Lincoln Avenue project. And you'll see there in that letter on page 13, in parentheses, there's potentially up to $1.7 million of leftover Illinois Jobs Now money that could be passed along to the Lincoln Avenue project, which would help reduce the local contribution that the county and the city of Urbana have in the intergovernmental agreement of $1.1 million. So I just wanted you to be aware of that in case there's any conversations about that project, or either one of those representatives contact you asking you if you're in favor of this. Obviously, I am. We're reducing our costs to those projects. And I wanted you guys to be aware that that letter is being sent to the secretary from the two representatives, and we're hopeful that from the senator and the representative, hopeful that that will be approved. I don't know why it wouldn't be, but I wanted you to be aware of it.
Okay, Diane, do
you want to go first?
Okay, you probably have the same question because I heard you say it over there. So, but our contribution to this is in kind of staff time. Is that, or did for these projects, or did we, do we have actual money pledged to Project X or whatever we're asking about?
Same question.
The Lincoln Avenue project, we have an intergovernmental agreement where the county has pledged $1.1 million. Yeah, and that was passed by you guys. I don't remember the exact date, but yes, we have a $1.1 million.
You don't remember? I don't remember.
No, I think
that's ridiculous.
I'm sure you voted against it, John.
That's probably why.
Okay, Diane.
I have the same recollection that Mr. J has. I don't remember the one point. And getting back to kind of, Michael and I did have pretty much the same question. To me, it wasn't funding as much as it was in kind that we were going to do this $1.1 million. I didn't know we had cash on the line.
Oh, yeah. There, it was very clear that there was cash on the line. I mean, I could go okay. back and get the intergovernmental agreement, but there's...
But was this... I'm sorry, man.
The Olympian Drive project was in kind. We don't have any money in that.
Okay.
Yes.
This is Lincoln Street.
Yes.
Lincoln Avenue.
Yes, the extension... This is, remember, we went through green alignment, red
yeah,
alignment,
well,
purple alignment.
Yes,
and we
that
finally
was my
settled
other
on
question.
One.
That was part of the numbers and stuff. I guess, too, because the county still owns part of that property is why we got in the middle of that, right?
It's in
Urbana.
It's in the fringe
finishes
out. It's
it
in
up.
The fringe road agreement from way back. Lincoln Avenue is actually a township road right now.
Okay,
yeah. Not a county road.
Okay.
Summer township.
John?
I like to jump across to the other side, to the Duncan Road side.
Yeah.
Where Olympia Drive is going to, or actually, whatever it is, yeah, it's Olympia Drive.
Yep.
When it jumps over there and hooks onto Duncan,
mm-hmm.
What about from where it hooks on down to 150? Is that state township or is that...
It's
county,
still going to be township.
City or?
It's township, I believe, until the bridge, and then it becomes city.
From the bridge to 150 is city?
I believe so.
Okay, because that's going to require some.
Eventually, that will require some upgrade as well. But we're not on the hook
for
in any kind of fringe road agreement for a Duncan Road improvement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So, this is good news, hopefully. It will reduce our costs. Now, that $1.1 million, some of it is engineering costs,
mm-hmm.
Consulting engineering, not our in-house engineering, and some of it is construction. So hopefully, if we get that $1.7 million, we can almost say we're not going to have to pay for any of the construction costs of that project. So time will tell. We will see. But it's always good to have bids come in a little favorable and have a little money that's left over to do other things.
Okay, was this for information only?
Yes. Yeah, we don't need any kind of motion or anything. It was for information so everybody knows what's going on with that project. And we have not begun the final design of that project yet. There's a contract mm-hmm. with Hanson's that the city of Urbana is yet to pass to begin doing the final design, which will lead to the right-of-way acquisition, which we all know will be just a joy to deal with. So that's forthcoming probably during the wintertime, I would imagine, is the property acquisition along Lincoln Avenue. So be looking forward to that one. Next item 10 is a resolution appropriating funds for a Hensley Township structure. This is on page 15 is the actual resolution. This one's a little bit unique in that mm-hmm. typically on a township structure, it's a 50-50 share between the township and the county. When the township comes to us and petitions us to replace a structure
mm-hmm.
that they believe is in need of replacement or repair, it's like the Posodum one that we did earlier. It's a 50-50 share. There is actually a Illinois state statute that allows for the county to pay for the entire cost of the replacement of a structure. That is the statute that you see up there pursuant to 605 ILCS 55502. And the reason we're using this mechanism in this particular project is this replacement is tied directly to the Dewey Fisher Road upgrade project. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of flooding that happens mm-hmm. along the Dewey Fisher Road.
Mm-hmm.
It's believed that the undersizing of this particular structure is causing some of that flooding. The township doesn't really care that Dewey Fisher Road floods. He doesn't have any problem with his structure.
Right.
And we want to replace it in order to alleviate some of that flooding. So,
doesn't have anything to do with hence they don't have any money. But
yeah, that too.
Okay.
So proposing to fund the entire project from the county bridge funds.
Move
$50,000.
Okay, been moved in second. It's open for any discussion. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Okay, the next item is a resolution for the county engineer's salary. As you know, there's a six-year contract going through 2016, yeah, for my salary and other benefits and stuff like that. But we have to pass a resolution every year appropriating the motor fuel tax funds and also asking that half of the funds be taken from federal dollars. And attached to that resolution is an agreement which basically says that the county will provide half through the motor fuel tax funds and the state will offset that with half from federal funds. We passed this thing back when my contract was approved. We sent it down to IDOT, and somebody at IDOT never signed it. For 4 years now, they never signed it. Now they're asking me for another copy. And I said, well, I'll send you the copy that we signed. No, you can't do that because Mr. Weibel's no longer the board chair, so it's not an appropriate document for our director to sign. So we're having to go back through the process. I figured it was best to do it all in one shot since this resolution appropriates from December 1st through November 30th. So what this resolution says, it's appropriating the money, and it's also giving Mr. Kurtz the authority to sign the agreement for county engineer's salary that Mr. Weibel signed many years ago that IDOT apparently lost.
Say so you're damn lucky they don't want their money back.
Debbie's not trying to stick us for double, is he?
What's that?
He's not trying to stick us for double.
I don't think so.
Okay.
She didn't say anything on the record. She didn't say anything on the record on that one.
Okay, it's been moved. Michael second.
Sure.
And moved in second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
Okay, now we need to have a motion for number 12.
I would move that we go into closed session pursuant to 5 ILCS 122C to consider a purchase of real estate property for use by Champaign County. Oh, and we want the administrator and the I forgot who else you said, Deb.
County engineer and recording secretary.
Okay. Thank you.
To remain.
To remain.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Do we need a roll call?
Yeah, we need a roll call.
I gotta go grab something. I'll be right back. You bring it.
Jay?
Yes.
McGuire?
Yes.
Michaels?
Yes.
Richards?
Yes.
Court.
Yes.